with an experience is not at the mercy of a man who's only got a complaint. Ah, hallelujah be to God. So where he comes into the land, the first place that he enters is a place called Shechem. And this is what Shechem means. Is by definition, it means a ridge, so we're not talking about flat ground. It's going to take a little bit of effort to walk there. But it also means the place between the shoulders. It speaks to the neck. That's the first camp. That's his first fruit. And this is what I realize about this thing. When God speaks to us about our will, whether it is compliant or opposing. Those who oppose, you know how he described them? As stiff-necked. The first experience camp in the land where he pitched his tent, built an altar, was the place of the neck. In other words, I'm giving God my neck to you. I'm relinquishing my right to retain my will. And what I'm saying here in this experience is, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. The sooner that anyone can say that as a first fruit experience, come on, you're going to find God beginning another conversation with you. And the Lord just reaffirmed to him concerning the promises and what he had intended to do with it. But it's also equally the shoulder rim is the rim of governance, because they bore the Ark of the Covenant on their shoulders, the priesthood. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. So when you enter into that place of where he's governing, he's in charge. Come on, you've relinquished your will. You're saying to him, Lord, you're in charge of this journey. You have the right to dictate where I live. Wherever you want me to raise up an altar and raise up a place of prayer to give you fresh accessibility, you got the right to call the shots. Thank you, Lord. Come on, government is important. But here's the third element of this. The shoulders is the place where you bear the prophetic burden. And in bearing the prophetic burden, what you're really saying to God is, first of all, I want to hear what your burden is, because you already told me to receive your burden. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In prayer is where we receive the prophetic burden for the land. And come on, you got to get it when you first step in there. It's not necessarily something that God wants to give you years down the road. He wants you to understand what he has determined to do right from the beginning. And then you bear that as a burden. But here's the beautiful thing about this concept of the burden, because you see this a lot in what we call the minor prophets. It was the burden of Amos, the burden, you know, of different ones. What the burden had become is a song. Therefore, come on, it doesn't become something that's weighty and tearing you down and dragging you down to the ground. But the moment that you start singing, you see what you're going to sing eventually is going to become a script. It's like Miriam and the lady said, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider, he's thrown into the sea. And then later in Exodus chapter 15, Moses takes that little jenga and he creates scripture out of that. And we read that how that God went exactly about destroying the horse and the rider, the evil empire, if you will, the ruler that oppressed them. Amen. The song, see, when you begin to sing the song, that's why the devil don't want you to sing. Because he knows that if you begin to sing about what God wants to do in the land, then he will not have you complaining. Come on, you won't be complaining about what you're going through, because your song will supersede your complaint. Therefore, your burden is not dragging you down, but your burden is released as a voice to the heavens. I know I've overloaded you this morning. In the final analysis, that's what I want to leave with you at this time. It's when God first started this ministry, it was because of the necessity of his burden for the region. And there was a people who caught it, they heard it, because it came forth prophetically. It was declared, it was announced. There was no intimidation about it. This is what God wants to do. Are you hearing me here today? And we cannot be intimidated about speaking what God wants to do. Not in this earth. And if you have to close your eyes and sing it, close your eyes and sing it. Just get it out of you. Come on. Get it released into the heavens, so that the heavens, amen, will become a cloud of rain that will rain back the fulfillment upon the earth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's not be as Israel of old, stiff-necked, rebellious, obstinate, hard-hearted. No, that's not who we are. Come on, tell somebody, that's not who you are. No, that's not who you are. But you're compliant, you're willing, obedient. Therefore, the good of the land has been destined for you. Huh? Am I right? Yeah. The good of the land has been destined for you. So it doesn't matter to me about what the folk are saying. They say over and over and over and over, well, water's going to be on two-thirds of Florida real soon. I said, that's a lie. I said, and here's the reason. Because God set the limitation of where the water could go. Brother, the earth is going to be destroyed by a flood. That's a lie too. Because he said he'd never do that again. A brother, he's going to burn the earth up with a thermonuclear blast. That's a lie three. Because you've got to interpret what the fire was and what system had to go. In the first century, Judaism had to go so the kingdom could be established. In our day, come on, it's these governments, it's these political systems that have been more or less supported by military and economics. That's what's got to go. In order that the kingdom of God may be more fully established on the earth. So if you want to know what puts me in the gear, go, that's my burden. That's my burden, to see that every man, every woman is inoculated with this understanding. And whether it is sung, spoken, written about, or just shared in a conversation, I say to the Lord afresh, I receive your burden. Because your yoke is easy and your burden is light. And being that it's of you, you'll give us the grace to fulfill it. And that's the first place.